Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. Can I help you?
Yes. You still there?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, yeah. My gosh, I hope that's not lightning.
Hello?
A lot of noise. Anyway, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, I sound like lightning was striking you. Okay, anyway, my wife's debit card was used illegally somehow, and there was supposed to have been a $49.83, I think it was 83 cents, charge that was on our debit card. We did not purchase anything from you.
Okay, could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
46151.
And your first and last name?
The one on the card or mine?
The name on the card.
Marie, M-A-R-I-E. And Higginbotham, H-I-G-G-I-N-B-O-T-H-A-M.
Okay, and I did find that account. Could you verify the address?
Yes, it's 955 Riverview Drive, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151. And Riverview is one word.
Okay, so I do see that a contest entry was done for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it enrolled her.
Oh, not a vacuum cleaner.
It was only supposed to be a $2.95 shipping and handling charge.
It was supposed to be a $2.95 shipping and handling charge,
and it didn't go through. It didn't show anything further that went through to tell me that it went through. I wouldn't have wanted anything for $49 for shipping and handling for anything. Okay.
It was supposed to have been a free vacuum cleaner for something. We were supposed to just have to pay $2. She took a survey, and it was supposed to be a free vacuum cleaner, and we were only supposed to have to pay $2.49 or something like that. $2.95 or something like that for shipping and handling.
Okay, and then in terms and conditions, it did state that you would be enrolled into the bike tub and be charged to $49.89.
We don't want it.
Please take it off.
Well, we are running a monthly special for the bite tub, and I can get it now.
No, we don't want it. We don't want it. If you don't want to get sued, take it off. Because I have a good lawyer.
I can go to the store and buy a vacuum cleaner for that, and I don't want to do that.
Okay, sir, and I did get your account canceled.
Thank you.
All right.
You said, let me get your account canceled. And if you would, put the $49 back on the card.
Well, due to the terms and conditions that were agreed to, no refund will be processed.
Now, wait a minute. What? If you speak a little slower, it would help.
Due to the terms and conditions that were agreed to, no refund will be processed.
Oh, great. No refund. That's a rotten way to do business.
Well, sir, it wasn't the terms and conditions.
Yeah, how come you didn't know about those conditions?
It didn't show me that. So I thought it just didn't go through at all.
Yeah, my wife is very upset. She says, she didn't know that the transaction went through. It didn't show her that. And
I thought it was a CVS survey that I did.
Yeah, CVS survey. You may hear this. She was talking. She thought it was a survey that she did.
I don't think it was.
If you would go ahead and just cancel the account then.
Thank you, sir. And the account has been canceled.
And I hope that you enjoy spending our money.
Thank you for calling customer support.